In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about the chiyuv tefillah. The chiyuv tefillah is the chiyuv d'oraisa. Continuing with a discussion that to fulfill the mitzvah tefillah properly, as is very clear in our Gemara, one has to have kavana. And we began learning the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadiches, Aruchayim Siman Tzadiches, HaMasal Tzarch Shechavim B'Libay Pirush Amilas Shemaitzi B'Sfasov, which we explained in our previous year. The Shulchan Aruch continues saying, V'yachshav Kilo Shechina K'negdoi. When one davens, he has to assume as if the Shechina is in front of him. The Rambam in Perek Dalet from Hilchas Tefillah, Halacha Aleph says, Chamisha Dvar Ma'akmanas HaTefillah, there are five things that are critical to Tefillah. The Kavonas HaLeif, one of the things that are critical in Tefillah, says the Rambam, is Kavonas HaLeif. And the Rambam says, V'mispala B'loi Kavona, if somebody daven without Kavona, Choyzer U'mispala B'Kavona. He has to daven again with having proper Kavona. So the Rav Chaim Brisker, there on the Hilchus Rambam, says the Rambam in Perik Yud from Hilchus Tefillah paskins v'm kivin liboy bebrocha rishona shuvein etzarech, that if somebody had kavana by the first bracha, his tefillah is fine, that the kavana is essential only by the first bracha. So how do we understand this contradiction in the Rambam? So Reb Chaim answers that there are two types of kavana by tefillah. One is that you understand the words that you're saying, and the second kavana is that you're standing in front of Hashem, like the words of the Shulchan Aruch that we just read. V'yachshav kilo shechina k'negdoi. The Rambam, in fact, in Perek Dalet there says, Sheyifne libay mikol machshavos, a person should take all machshavos away. V'yira atzmoy kilo oymed lefnei shechina. He should view himself as if he's standing in front of the shechina. Says the Rambam. Says Reb Chaim in understanding the Rambam. Understanding the words of the tefillah, although of course you should try to understand every word of every tefillah you say, is essential only by the first bracha. But if you're not going to imagine that if you're not thinking that you're standing in front of Hashem as you're davening, that isn't called tefillah. And therefore, the Rambam here in Perek Dalet paskins, if you don't have that kavana, it's as if you didn't daven at all. It's a not simple thing to do, to have in mind the entire time that you're standing in front of, standing in tefillah, to constantly have in mind that I'm standing in front of Hashem. So the Chazon Ish is a little more lenient, and the Chazon Ish on this Reb Chaim says that if somebody began davening, as he began davening, he recognized and he accepted upon himself the standing in front of Hashem, that is, he's standing in front of Hashem, even if he didn't have that kavana throughout tefillah, throughout his entire davening, it's still acceptable. Others say a different variation of what Reb Chaim Brisker is saying. They're saying that in order for what the Shulchan Aruch here means is that a person as he begins to daven has to recognize the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's really a Rashba, that the Rashba explains that before one begins to daven, one has to recognize the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if not, there is no point in this tefillah. Why am I davening to Hashem if I don't recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yosu kol ha-machshavos ha-tardus oisoi. As he begins to daven, he should remove from himself all thoughts that bother him, Until he should only be thinking about his tefillah. And says the Shulchan Aruch, a person should imagine if he was talking to a mortal king. Before he would talk to him, he would be careful to arrange what he wants to say. He would pay close attention to what he's saying, that he shouldn't say the wrong thing, or he shouldn't say it the wrong way. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, in front of Hashem that knows what's really doing in our hearts. And indeed, so is what the Chassidim and the Anshei Ma'aseh did. They used to have kavona, Gashmias were no longer a factor. They only thought about Hashem, actually megiim karav lamalas and nevuah. That when they davened, they were almost like nevuah. Vim continues the Shulchan Aruch. Vim tavolei machshava acheres b'toichat tefillah. And if while you're davening, different thoughts enter your mind, yishtoik. One should remain silent. Actually, is batal machshava. What should you do as you remain silent? So the Mefarsh, the Kavachaim says, while you're remaining silent, you should think, where am I? I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm standing in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm standing in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if you'll have that machshava, you'll come back to recognizing what you're doing in this tefillah. And therefore, another eitzah that the Paiskim give, and the Chofetz Chaim says this, how one should be able to achieve kavana by tefillah, is that before every bracha you say in the Shemone Esrei, you should have in mind, what am I trying to accomplish with this bracha? Before you begin the Shemone Esrei, you come to recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Before Tchias HaMesim, you come to recognize the power of Hashem. Before every bracha, the Shulchan Aruch tells us different eitzes we're supposed to have. The Mishnah Brura here in Sifkot and Beis speaks about different eitzes from Paiskim that one should do if during the Shemone Esrei other thoughts come to his mind. Many Paiskim are not clear if that's all we should do. It's actually going to hopefully be the subject of another shir that we're going to say in Mitzvah Hashem, because as we're going to discuss, it's not clear if, as one is davening Shemone Esrei, if he's allowed to say other things while he's davening Shemone Esrei besides the words of the tefillah. The Pais can give different eitzes how to accomplish that we should have the proper kavanah. One is that before davening, one should learn Torah. Kviyas mokum, having a specific seat where you're over davening, where you always daven. Giving staka, accepting upon oneself. Davening next to people who daven properly, davening from a siddur, as we discussed previously, not looking at anything else during your tefillah, davening slowly. All of these are eitzes that the pious can give, how one could be, they could help to daven properly. Furthermore, as we discussed in a previous year, enunciating each word properly, obviously not skipping any word, but enunciating every word properly is critical for success in tefillah for two reasons. Number one, because every word of the tefillah is essential to the tefillah. It has in it tremendous deep meaning for what we need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us when we daven. But furthermore, the words of the tefillah, Chazal infused them with a kedusha that someone who says those words will have a siyata d'shmaya to daven properly. Another important aspect in success in tefillah, as we discussed previously, is when one davens, he doesn't daven for himself. He davens for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even Mefarshim say that when somebody is davening for what his own personal needs, that he should be healthy and that he should have panosa and that he should have nachas, all of those tefillos should all be connected to ruchnius. I should be healthy, so I should be able to learn. I should be able to do mitzvahs. I should have panosa, so that I should be able to use what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me for tzedakah, for doing mitzvahs with that money. What's the nachas that a Jew davens for? The nachas is that his children should follow in the Derech Hashem. If somebody davens even for his own needs, but he connects all of his needs to Kvod Shemayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this person cares for me so much, and he's worried about the Kvod Shemayim. So I saw that the Zera Kodesh from the Rav Shitz Rebbe, from Naftali Rav Shitz, says, Muftachu Shashari Atfilo Yir B'suchim Lefonov. He's guaranteed that his tefillah will be answered, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim will say, says that his tefillah will be answered. Nan al inyan bekashosoy, his tefillah will be answered. And we continue the Ramah. Hago v'yachshuv koyim tefillah, before one daven, person should think about Meroimus Hakel Yisala, about the greatness of Hashem. B'shiflas Atzmoy, he also called Tanugay Oydem Liboy. He shouldn't think about Gashmius. Then there's another halacha, which is not the subject of the shiur. We'll just read what the Ramah says. V'asal Adam Lanashik Bonav Aktanim Beis Aknesses. A person may not kiss his children in shul. Kedei L'kfoy B'Liboy, because he wants to show She'ein Ahava Samokim. There's nothing more important to him than his love of Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis continues, a person should not daven in a place where he can't concentrate properly, nor should he daven in a time when he can't concentrate properly. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody just came back from a trip, or somebody just heard bad news, and therefore he can't properly concentrate, he shouldn't daven. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'achshav ain't on a nuzharim because there, m'bnei she'enonu m'chavim kolkach b'tfilah. If a person is only going to wait to daven when he's in the proper frame of mind, in the proper place, then we may never end up davening. But says the Mishnah Berurah, quote, he brings the Prima Godim, who quotes the Levosh, Mada Efshe Lasois Oysen. Even though it's impossible to wait for perfect Kavona and Tefillah, a person should do as much as he can. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that even in a place where there is an odor that will prevent you from davening properly, don't daven in such a place. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel continues, Yispalo derech tachnunim. You should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you're begging. Kirosh hamavakish for Pesach. Like a poor person who's standing by the door asking for food that he never doesn't have what to eat, what to live on. V'shloi tira alav kamasa mavakish lifter memeno. And when one davens, one should be careful to daven not chas v'shalom as if this is a burden. He should appreciate the moment that he davens. And I saw that the Pais can point out that certainly in the brachas ha'am tzoyis, in the brachas of the middle of the Shemon Esrei, which represent when we're asking for all of our different needs, but even during the first three brachas, even during the first three brachas of Shemon Esrei, and the last three brachas of Shemon Esrei, which don't speak about our needs, still, this is the way that one is supposed to daven. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Masechta Avos says, "Shiyoyma hatfilah." One should say the tefillah, "Ka'oni hashoyel davish utzorach," just like a poor person is asking for something that he needs. "V'loika adam hashoyel vein utzorach." When you're davening and you're asking for something, but you don't feel that you really need it, "Shenem b'schanul." So therefore, he's not going to daven the leiv nomach b'shiver nefesh. Because ish tzorach levakish al atzmai, everybody needs to daven. Ki kol adam tzorach rachmim. Ben Yoni uses very powerful words. Everybody needs rachmanis. Vim has im esachekis la'asha, and even if Baruch Hashem, he's being successful, maybe it's Hashem is Baruch Marach Apoy. Maybe Hashem is really angry at him and he's just waiting. But tzorach l'schanaloi pen yinochem Hashem. So you should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if you're being successful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't change his mind. Because Shem Yigram HaChet. V'lav kol shat v'shat v'srachish nisa. The Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Yud Tes Sif Katan Aleph says, Af ha'osher tzorach l'shalom mizanoisav. Even a wealthy person has to daven for panosam. And the Prima Godim says, Af sheyesh b'nei odom sh'ein tzrichem lechem. You have people that Baruch Hashem don't need food. V'loi chosalem mekol tov, and Baruch Hashem, they're being successful. V'kom mokum tzorach levakish al osid. You have to daven for the future. Sh'lo yechsaloi. V'vakish mechil ma'ashem. Who is the person that could say that he never did an aveira, and therefore he has to daven takarish baruchu that he should be meichel him for his aveiras? And therefore, davening the first three brachas, where we thank the first three brachas, where we shabeich Hashem, and we recognize the power of Hashem, and critically the last three brachas, the brachas of Haidah, where we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the most important, is critical for our future success. And the Shulchan Aruch continues. Hatfilah b'makom in Sif Dalad. Hatfilah b'makom a carbon. Tefillah is like a carbon. Ulkach tzorach lizor shtei dugmas carbon. So therefore, the tefillah should be performed like a carbon was brought. B'kavona v'lo ya'arboi machshava acheres, and no other thoughts should come into your tefillah. K'may machshava shepel sels b'kotshim, just like improper thoughts could disqualify a carbon. Umu'umid, and you should daven standing. Dumya the avoider. Just like the avoider was done standing, the kviyas makim, you should have a specific place where you daven. Kamaya kabonis, just like by kabonis daloch is shikol echad kavua mekayma l'shchitosim makim damai. There's a specific place where and how each carbon should be brought. V'shlo yochet stava bein oy lebein akir, dumi dache tzitzah shebeselos bein oy lekir, v'roy shiyir loy malbushim noim miuchodim l'tfilah. The person should wear, have special clothing, nice clothing for tefillah. He going big de kuna. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, el she'en kol ocham, kol adam yochel levaz bezalzeh. A person can't, not everybody can afford to buy special clothing for tefillah. Mekom akum tovu shilo mechnasayim yuchadim l'tefillah mishum nekiyas. If your pants are dirty, don't daven in your dirty pants. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes in Sefei. Al yachshiv roi ushiyasa kodesh baruch b'kashasi. Even that of the person davens, a person shouldn't take the attitude, certainly Hashem should fulfill my request, kivin shekavanti b'tfilasi, since I had kavan in my tefillah, Kadrab is a mask of an oisav shel adam. That causes the Kadosh Baruch Hu to say, you have this attitude, let me see where you really are. A person should recognize that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, it's Chesed Hashem. The young believer and a person should say to himself, Mi ani dal v'nivza? Who am I? Bol v'akish meisim lalach malach malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im lo meroiv chazdov, a person should recognize when he's davening, shemesnag v'hem and b'riyosav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us with incredible kindness. However, the Paiskim say that after a person finishes davening, the Pasuk says, Hashlach al Hashem Yehovcha, and we learned recently a Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafav Amud Beis, that what's the definition of Yehovcha? Mascha. After a person finishes davening, he should take the attitude, now it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. And a person, the Sfarim explain, has to recognize that every tefillah is counted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if a person davens for something and he doesn't get what he asked for, first of all, the Mefarshim explain, we don't know what's really good for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. Furthermore, even if we don't see that the tefillah that we daven is successful now, we don't know what power that tefillah will have in the future. Ain tefillah shechazeres reikon. There is no unanswered tefillah. And we conclude our shiurim with the words of the Chazon Ish. Asiyas hatefillah. Rachem v'tachnunin l'fnei amokim. Davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening properly, and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and davening with the proper kavana, humen ha-shleimis ha-yoyse g'doyla. That is what is a person expected to be. That is the shleimis. V'akinyin ha-yoyse nifcha l'odim apnei chaled. There's nothing more fortunate, nothing greater for a person on this world to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daven properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be'ezer Hashem with siyata d'shmaya, all of our tefillos will be answered l'toivah.